Police in Fairfield will this week decide whether or not to go on strike because there's too much crime in the area and not enough cops. Officers are already stretched to the limit, with Fairfield having a murder rate almost double the state average. Police sources say the arrival of more than 5,700 refugees from Syria is the last straw. Police at Fairfield won't completely walk off the job, but may use a limited form of strike action unless they get at least 10 new officers and another multicultural liaison officer. On the line representing police, Scott Webber, the New South Wales Police Association President. Scott, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ben.
They're not asking for any special favours or any pay rises. They just want to be able to do their job.
Well, they're actually asking to protect the community that they serve. Look, these officers, and we don't want to go down the path of industrial action, but we want to be able to do our job. And at the present moment, police officers at Fairfield are flat out keeping their head above water. But now with all these extra issues coming into the region, and even today, if you mentioned the superstorm that's going to hit Sydney, it just drags out all the resources and police can't do their job. That is going to respond to crime, but also preventing it as well.
Australia gave a very generous response to Syria, taking in thousands of refugees, but I'll tell you what, didn't the Fairfield area receive a fair share?
Well, that's right. And look, and that's where I think the federal government and the state government need to have those conversations, because Fairfield is already hurting. I mean, there are already 16 vacant positions and they need to be filled as a matter of urgency. But even worse, Ben, is that across the whole metro region, across the whole Sydney basin, there's 311 vacant positions. And I mean, it's just untenable with the workload that we have at the present moment and all the ongoing issues, whether it be the storm that's happening this afternoon, terrorism, refugee issues, all those problems just, you know, exacerbate an existing problem.
Yeah, well, the mayor of Fairfield says to resettle 5,000 refugees in one location is equivalent of creating a new suburb. When will you guys make a decision about possible industrial action this week?
Look, the police association's having a meeting on Friday. And again, this is with heavy heart that we do this. We just want New South Wales the police to put extra resources in there so we can do our job. I mean, there's been 17 shootings and 3 murders in the past year at Fairfield. I think enough is enough. And you've highlighted this on your show before. There has been reducing crime rates across the state of New South Wales, but it's certainly not happening at Fairfield.
Good on you, Scott. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Scott Webber from the New South Wales Police Association. If you are a officer in that part of Sydney, in Fairfield or surrounding suburbs, feel free to get in contact with us. You can drop us an email and be assured that we will keep your details confidential. The email address, ben@2gb.com.